Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. This is your host, Cindy McGurl, bringing you your local radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. Today's show is featuring Masabumi Kikuchi, known as Pooh, a Japanese pianist. Played quite a bit with Paul Modian and has a very unique style of playing. I have a lot of CDs that Pooh gave to Paul that he recorded himself at home in his, just in his living room, and he was very much a master of improvisation. We just heard Song 1, Version 5. They don't really have titles, so. And it was recorded on June 25th, 2008, and it's Pooh on piano, Thomas Morgan on bass, and Todd Neufeld on acoustic guitar. I don't think these were ever released, but, you know, I'm not totally positive. I think they did put out an album with that trio, so maybe some of the stuff I'm going to play might be out there, but I think most of it isn't. I want to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference, for helping to put the radio show on the air by supporting our community radio station, WRFR. And wasn't that great having some live music? It was pretty crowded in here, so I put on a really long song so they could get the equipment out. They got huge speakers and a really cool bass with 12 strings that I've never seen anything like it before. It was really jammed in here. It's a pretty small studio. So I hope we get more live music on the air. Always a good thing. And next up, I'm going to play a cut that I've played before. After Paul passed away, Masabumi mailed me this CD. And it's a tune that he wrote for Paul. And he wrote it on the day Paul died. And so it's just called dot, 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 Paul. That was Masabumi Kikuchi, known as Pooh, on solo piano, recorded in his home studio, his living room, I think. And it's a song he wrote for Paul Modian on the day Paul died. And it is kind of a sad-sounding song. They were close to each other. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, WRFR Low Power 93.3 FM Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. And you can always listen to the podcast later of this show at jazzcloset.blogspot.com. Next up, I have another cut from the Trio Collective 2 with Masabumi, Thomas Morgan, and Todd Neufeld. This is Take 7, recorded in 2008.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Greg Osby and Masabumi Kikuchi. And that was a homemade CD that I had, but it kind of looked suspiciously like it had been released. And I checked it out, and it was. It's called Beyond All, and it was recorded and released in 2005 on 55 Records. It's a Japanese label, so I don't know how available that's been in this country. Greg Osby on saxophone there, and I think they may have met playing with Paul, but I'm not positive. I remember Greg Osby played because Chris Potter wasn't available at the Village Vanguard one time, and Pooh was playing as well, and Paul liked the combination, and they are together on one of the Trio Plus 2, I think, recordings. And that song was called Sepia Tones. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That was Swing Spring. At the top of the set, we heard Sepia Tones from that same album. And in between, we heard another cut from Trio Collective, 2 Degrees. And that was take three. That I don't think has been released. I am going to take us all the way to the top of the hour with a home recording of Pooh's. This is called, he just titled it Solo 7, Selected Tracks from At Home Project Series 4. And this was recorded, it's track 7, and it was recorded in June of 2009.
Thank you. Thank you.